Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
Talking to Dr. Timothy Muehlhoff, talking about navigating tough conversations with truth and love on SOS Radio. And he's a professor of communication at Biola University in Southern California. In the Bible, Paul talks about speaking truth and love. And we're in this place in culture where some people want to call raw truth judgment, that other people think that leading with grace is like almost like being soft on sin. What have you learned, Tim?
Well, think about this, Scott. We are 7 days into 2019, and already you have a newly minted congresswoman using vulgarity to talk about the president, and people's response that defend the president is, well, hey, yeah, he does use that kind of language, but you shouldn't use that language towards him. And we call that a negative communication spiral, right? Where I meet your words with my negative words, and then we just keep spiraling out of control. And that's where we're at today with culture, is we've lost the ability to talk to each other.
And it's funny because when we lose the ability to talk to each other, our heart doesn't come through at all, and everything just falls on deaf ears.
Yeah, we judge each other with the worst possible interpretations because we don't know each other. And again, there was no golden age of politics, no golden age of civility, but we kind of knew each other. We knew when each other's birthdays were. We knew when people's anniversaries were. But today, it's isolationism. I spoke on Capitol Hill. This was a couple years ago. And Democrats and Republicans just don't talk to each other. And that's kind of what we've done today as Americans. I don't agree with you. I no longer associate with you. I don't really want to talk to you. I don't want to find common ground. And as Christian communicators, we're called to a totally different standard. You mentioned Paul, speak truth by all means, but do it in love. And Peter would say, yeah, correct people, give a reason for why you believe what you believe, but do it with all gentleness and respect. And I think it's the gentleness, respect part that we've kind of lost. And sadly, Christians have lost this as well.
So what's the best way to make sure that our heart's coming through when we're correcting something that is inaccurate? Because there is truth, and we either believe in relative truth, or we believe in absolute truth, or we choose to not care about truth at all. It seems like that's where things have been going.
Well, I teach communication classes at Biola University, and we know in communication that there's two levels of communication, not one. One level is for sure the content level. Those are our arguments. That's what I believe. Those are my passions, my deepest convictions. That's the content level. That's incredibly important. But we also have the relational level, and that's the amount of respect between two individuals. It's the amount of empathy between two individuals or acknowledgement of another person's perspective. And the Bible teaches both, Scott. Paul, speak truth, content, in love. Peter said, defend your faith, gentleness, and respect. That's the relational level. And today, we're never going to be productive in our conversations with those with whom we disagree if we don't lead with the relational, which means I respect you. I care about you. Neighbor love requires that we not just tolerate our neighbors, we actually love our neighbors. So we have to start with the love level and then move forward from that level to get to our content. We've reversed that today.
We're talking to Timothy Muehlhoff on SOS Radio today, and we're talking about communication. I mean, how does that relate to our kids? I mean, when we're trying to correct them and help them understand our worldview as Christians, you know, help them understand that God's truth says, hey, some of these things that might seem fun to you, they're not healthy for you, and there's some guardrails here and trying to give you some freedom, but it is my job as a parent to hold you accountable to things, but they don't want to hear that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say to parents, myself being a parent of three boys, is that this generation, let's say Generation Z, they're not putting up with the culture wars anymore, right? We can't demonize the opposition anymore. The younger generation of Christians won't put up with it, right? You can't demonize gay people. You can't demonize the transgendered community. They won't put up with it. And they shouldn't put up with it, right? We can have disagreements about sexuality. We can have disagreements about ethics. But we better be loving in the process. We better show that we actually care for the people and love the people that we disagree with. So I would say to parents, this conference is designed to absolutely give you the convictions, right, the content level, but it's also going to be high on the love level because we have Bob Goff, New York Times bestselling author of Love Does, and he's going to hit really hard what I just said is you got to love people before you have these disagreements.
We're going to be at Lake Mead Christian Ministries for the Love Always Conference. It's coming up on January 31st and February 1st. And Dr. Timothy Muehlhoff's going to be there. Bob Goff's going to be there. We're going to be talking about culture. We're going to be talking about communication. We're going to be talking about how we cut through and address all the challenges that we have in front of us so we can be civil and we can be encouraging, but we can also own truth at the same time.
And we have Scott McKnight. So excited to hear what Dr. McKnight has to say, because his research, his writings have to do with the radical love of Jesus. I mean, think about Jesus, Scott. Jesus blew all of our categories. He would eat with sinners. These were public dinners where the religious people would walk by seeing Jesus eating with known sinners, right? And they would just shake their heads like, you can't be doing that. How can you associate with people like that? So this whole conference is designed to, one, what does the Bible say about certain issues? But two, what does the Bible have to say about radical love? So I love the fact that Bob Goff's going to be there, right? He's out loving Ugandan witch doctors. And then Scott McKnight is bringing us to Jesus, who blew all the categories when he chose to love people that nobody else wanted to associate with. And then I'll come in from the communication standpoint and say, okay, how do you find common ground with people? Work from areas of agreement to disagreement is the best way to structure an effective conversation where we can actually engage each other.
I like that. From agreement to disagreement. We're talking to Timothy Muehlhoff on SOS Radio today. So when we're trying to speak truth and love, like, we think about morals and we think about ethics, but what ultimately are the differences between morals and ethics?
Well, morals are kind of the things that we subscribe to, right? They're our deepest passion. And that's limited to a community. Each community has different morals of what we think is right and wrong, and we often see that clash happen when we get to politics. Ethics is your overall system. Like, what are your morals based on? We're going to say, as Christians, hey, our morals are based on, our ethics come out of the Bible. And today, immediately, people are going to roll their eyes like, oh, you got to be kidding me. Really? We're going to go back to the Bible? Especially at a conference in Las Vegas, right? So then we have to justify, well, why do we believe the Bible is God's word? Why do we believe that the Bible has authority to speak to people? And today, I think we need to justify that. Maybe in the 1950s, we didn't. But today, we need to show why the Bible is God's word, and why isn't the Quran God's word? Why isn't the Bhagavad Gita spiritual truth that Buddhists use, or even atheists who just reject the whole idea of authoritative knowledge? So why do we believe the Bible is God's word? What are some reasons for that? I think we need to explore that.
Would you say that morals ultimately deal with people we know first, and that ethics often are how we're dealing with people that we don't know on the personal level?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to phrase it. I think ethics is our very broad system. Like, this is why I believe in traditional marriage. This is why I believe maybe premarital sex is wrong, is not God's best. That's my ethical system. But my morals is, okay, how do I apply this to the very community I want to impact, right? When talking to a community that's rejected the Bible, when talking to a community that looks at Christianity as something negative, not something positive, how can I share my ethical system, my morality, with people? And that's what the whole conference is about, is we're not interested in these abstract conversations. We actually want to love our neighbors. And so that's why Bob Goff's going to be there, and that's why Scott McKnight's going to share how Jesus loved his communities led by the Holy Spirit. And then I'll offer some tips from the book of Proverbs. What's cool is the book of Proverbs anticipated all of this, anticipated very diverse communities where young Jewish leaders would have to interact with a lot of different people, and they gave us some really nice guidelines that we can use.
We're almost 2 weeks into our SOS Radio 30-Day Challenge, and we're talking with Timothy Muehlhoff, and we're challenging you to start your day with Christian music, because we know that putting godly things in your brain first thing in the morning can make a real difference in your attitude. Now, Dr. Muehlhoff, as you've studied communication, what have you noticed about the thing that we put in our head right when we start our day?
So we call this self-talk. There's a really fancy name for it. It's called intrapersonal communication, but that's the dialogue you have with yourself. And psychologists know this internal dialogue is what absolutely determines how you view yourself and how you view other people. So if I start my day by turning on my favorite news program, right, and I get slanted news one way, left or right, then you start to think, man, what's wrong with those people who disagree with me? They're just idiots, or they're evil, or that kind of stuff. Rather, start with worship music, start with reading the Bible and find out what God thinks about people, right? Sinners or people outside the Christian community. And that's going to change how you think about people. And we know in communication theory, how you think about a person is how ultimately you're going to treat that person.
So psychologists say that in order to form a habit, it normally takes about 30 days of doing a task regularly. 30 days seems kind of like an arbitrary number. Why is that?
Well, it's repetition and cycles of repetition. So roughly week after week after week. So like 3 weeks of standing up and saying in the morning, okay, I am called to love people that God loves. A wise person, the book of Proverbs says, overlooks an insult. So if we do that every single day, we ask the Holy Spirit to jump in. We ask the Holy Spirit to help us change our heart. This isn't just behavior modification. I don't want to just bite my tongue every time somebody says something I really disagree with. I actually want to understand that person and love that person and care for that person. We call that empathy. So for 30 days, each morning, asking the Holy Spirit to reorient how I view people, and that's, we call that the spiritual discipline of solitude, of confession, because often we don't feel that way towards people. So I need to confess that and ask the Holy Spirit to change my heart, and then I can love people as God does.
We're talking to Dr. Timothy Muehlhoff today on SOS Radio, and he's going to be a part of the Love Always Conference that's going on at Lake Mead Christian Ministries on January the 31st and February the 1st, and Scott McKnight's going to be there, Bob Goff's going to be there. You know, so often we're always hoping and praying for God to move big ways in our lives. You know, we're hoping for those parting the Red Sea moments or the restoring the blind sort of moments, but often God uses to work in the smaller, less noticeable ways. You know, the fact is that often when we're looking for him in the big ways, sometimes we miss the subtle moments. It definitely requires us paying more attention, huh?
Well, and I love your 30-day challenge. I mean, I think part of that challenge should be waking up in the morning and saying, you know what, God has me in this neighborhood for this reason. I work at this job for this reason. I belong to this school system for this reason, and the reason is to be God's ambassadors. That's what Paul talks about in 2 Corinthians. You represent God as if God is speaking through you. So I love the idea of localness, right? I wrote a book called Winsome Persuasion that really talked about love your communities well. Be a part of your communities. I think that's really important to wake up each day and say the people I'm going to meet today at work or in my neighborhood are the very people God has placed me to love these individuals. And over time, I think really love opens the door to have really great, meaningful, biblical conversations.
We're talking to Timothy Muehlhoff on SOS Radio today, and he teaches communication at Biola University. You also teach a lot about relationships, Timothy. I mean, Paul writes in his letter to the Ephesians not to let the sun go down while we're still angry and don't give the devil a foothold. And it's kind of interesting, that term foothold. Like, what does that mean? What have you learned as you've studied that in depth?
Well, I have a brand new book that just came out called Defending Your Marriage, The Reality of Spiritual Battle. And 25% of everything Jesus talked about had to do with spiritual battle. And yet we tend to ignore it in the church in the West. These disagreements we're having, we're seeing in our nation, or disagreements we're seeing in our communities, Paul would say, be very careful how consistently angry you are at a person, because you're giving the devil a foothold, which can be translated in the Greek as opportunity. So Paul isn't afraid to spiritualize our disagreements, and I think that's a good word for our country and our churches and our communities, that Satan really wants to disrupt us reaching our neighbors or having a church that is unified. And again, we don't want to blame everything on Satan, but I think today in the West, we are very far from blaming everything on Satan. We tend to never even bring him up in a conversation. So I think part of this conference, that's why it's so great to have Scott McKnight there, a noted New Testament scholar. He can talk about Jesus' view of the supernatural. In my new book, I read like 20 books on spiritual battle that we can talk about during that conference as well. What are the signs that Satan is disrupting your relationships?
That's good. It's interesting when we're angry, a lot of times we feel like we're standing our ground, but when we're standing our ground, we're not necessarily loving.
Well, that's the bummer of being a Christian, right? Is God's not just interested in your content. He's not just interested in the fact that, okay, your argument was biblical, but it was unloving. It was harsh. It was cold. There was no empathy. I mean, think about Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. Think of Jesus outside of Jerusalem saying, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, I would have gathered you in my arms, but you would not." You can just feel the pain of him describing people that were rejecting him. We have to have both levels if we're going to be good Christian communicators.
Now we're talking about dealing with anger and conflict with Dr. Timothy Muehlhoff on SWS Radio. He's a professor of communication at Biola University, but Paul addresses anger head on in the Bible. I mean, some of us just don't like conflict, especially in our marriage, so we tend to run away or we hold it all in, or sometimes we even mistake that as wisdom, like, oh, well, I'm just not going to talk. I'm going to keep it in because I think that's wise. But Dr. Muehlhoff, what is the best way to actually start a healthy conversation when we know it's going to bring some conflict and drama?
So communication scholars, Christian and non-Christian, all agree on this. The first place to start is what we call empathetic listening, which means I ask you to go first. Like, why do you believe this about the president? Why do you believe this about God? Why do you believe this about the situation? And then I don't just listen, but I empathetically listen, which means I place myself into your situation. I imagine what it's like to grow up in your family, to grow up in your community, to listen to the talks and read the books that you read, and I empathize with you. Now, empathizing is not condoning. Just because I try to imagine what your world is like doesn't mean that I'm condoning your world. And we all know as communication theorists that that positive communication spiral starts with me listening to you, seeking to find common ground, and then moving to points of disagreement.
So good. We're talking to Timothy Muehlhoff on SWS Radio today. He's going to be a part of the Love Always Conference. It's coming up January the 31st and February the 1st over at Lake Mead Christian Ministries. And Scott McKnight's going to be there, who's a New Testament scholar. And Bob Goff, who's a lawyer and humanitarian and author and just all-around funny guy. It's going to be a fun time, Timothy.
Yeah, and I hope people don't think this is like I'm going to be going back to a lecture, like there's going to be a test at the end of these talks. We're really not designing the conference that way. We really want it to be practical. There's going to be time to ask questions, time to interact with the speakers, and we really want this to be that you can create your own toolkit of communication ideas and strategies that you can go talk to your neighbors, coworkers, and even use it with your family or church. Right? These communication principles tend to go across all divides.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.